Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head boys basketball coach Lance Knight. And coach, Tuesday night, senior night, but it wasn't the way the seniors wanted to end their playing days at Dewey as Verdigris came to town and really took care of a business.
Yeah, they did. It's not how our seniors want to finish, but I told them after the game, I was proud of their effort, you know, for sure, and they didn't give up. We had three starters not able to play, you know, but them guys, the three starters had injuries and some sicknesses, but them guys, you know, they played their hearts out. You know, they left it on the court, and that's all I asked from them. You know, I mean, some of them haven't got as much playing time this year, but, you know, they went out against one of the better teams in the state and, you know, got after it, and we had our chances, you know. I mean, at one point we cut it to 10 there, and towards the end of the third quarter, and kind of missed a couple gimmies, could have cut it to 8, and you just can't do that against a good team like that. You got to hit shots when you have the opportunities, and got to have stops, and we kind of ran out of gas. But I was proud of them. I really was.
You know, you started the game early on a pretty good lead, 9-2 early in the first quarter, and then Verdigris just turned it up a notch. And after the first quarter, they scored seven points in the first 40 seconds of the second quarter. And that's what championship teams do. They try to find a way and come back and win the game.
You bet. And, we kind of killed ourselves. We came out of a timeout, and you know, we're talking about what we need to do, and it was an immediate, about, I think we looked at it, was about 45 seconds, a 7-0 run by them. So, yeah, you can't do that against teams like that, and just in the States, it's got to be minimal for sure. And, you know, we were just giving them kind of turnover layups, you know, and it's just hard to defend them, and that's stuff we got to keep working on, and we got to limit for sure and not have it at all. But, you know, I mean, they can shoot it. You know, I mean, we had hands in their faces quite often and just shooting over us. And you kind of got to give it up sometimes. I mean, just a good shot, good shooter, and play the best defense you can.
Well, now you get a lengthy rest before you play this coming Tuesday at Caney, Kansas. And, you know, this is a team that you played just before Christmas. And be the first trip that the Doggers traveled across state lines to play at Caney Valley, Kansas.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's nice to have the rest of this week off. We got some kids that are kind of nursing some injuries and stuff, so we'll have them back next week. And it's a big week for us. I'm glad we get to play Caney. You know, it's nice to play a game. It's about a 15-minute drive, and I know last time we played them here, they brought a lot of people, so hopefully we do the same, and, you know, kind of a packed house up there, and finish this regular season on a good note, and go start districts and into the playoffs.
Well, of course, with the Bullpups, they have been playing much better basketball than they did back in December. What are you guys going to have to do to stop the Bullpups?
Oh, I think just going in like we did the last time. I mean, just pressure them, and our guards got to play good, got to play good deep. They got to play good defense, but I know the last time we played them, too, they had a big kid that was out. So, you know, our inside game, we're going to have to. I know they're bigger than us, you know, stronger than us for sure. And we'll have to match that. And like you said, they're playing better. And you know, we'll just have to go play, get after it, and do what we do.
Well, coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers next Tuesday at Caney, Kansas.
I appreciate it, Adam.